How does the world end? It ends in fire. From best-selling author Patrick Ness comes a story of revenge, redemption, and dragons. When Sarah Dewhurst's father hires a dragon to work on their farm, they unwittingly set in motion a prophecy that involves an assassin, a cult of dragon worshippers, two FBI agents, and Sarah herself. Russell T. Davies calls Burn exhilarating and heart-stopping. Burn by Patrick Ness, out now in hardback and ebook.
Omniverse.
Welcome to the Orphans Exposé. We'd like to thank our patrons, Hannah Martins, Headley, and Colleen O'Hara, for their support in making this series possible. And now, Episode 4, Nora Vass.
Let me see. There, look.
Oh, wow. He wasn't kidding when he said they were redacted. There are more black bars than words.
We need to figure out who the people in the room were.
Well, that one isn't hard.
Why not?
They redacted the call sign, but not the strain name. How many Noras are high-ranking enough to get into that room?
Vass?
Vass. We're getting close.
Hey, who was it who rang you last night?
Oh, it was no one.
Come on.
It was nothing. Just that Diana from Alaris.
What?
I was hoping to tell you once I actually knew something concrete about her. She's working for someone. I don't know who. She says they know what we're up to and that they... Well, they have samples.
Samples? That could give us the evidence we need.
I know, but she's gone cold. I told her I wouldn't do anything until I knew who she worked for.
Well, it wasn't a bad call. We'll figure it out eventually.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to be... Cordelia?
What?
How long would it take for us to get from here to the core?
Depends how much you want to pay. Could be half a day, could be 2 weeks. Why?
We have Vass confirmed.
Vass confirmed?
Her assistant just got back to me. It's tomorrow at midday. Core time.
We can make it if we get a Chronicle to wire us some money.
I'll get on them. You start on the transcripts. We need to know exactly what to hit her with.
So this transcript is pointing to the leak being intentional. The people in it are discussing an experiment that was designed to test effect of a mass delivery. What does that even mean?
Look, I don't know. I'm putting you on speaker.
You guys don't have the budget to cover even a quarter of that trip.
Jacob, you're our editor. Make it happen.
Look, I'm not a miracle worker.
It's Vass. Jacob, if we can get Vass on record, then this could change everything. You know what she means to this story.
You're not the one that needs to justify the expense of a first-class, high-speed transport to the boys upstairs.
Come on, Jacob. She's right. It's Vass.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Come have a look at this. So, the transcript talks about distributing some kind of treatment in the water. They stopped most of the shipments, but some of them had already reached their destinations and gone to market.
Which ones?
Redacted, but it looks like two systems.
Probably ones closer to Mariga. That would be Stung, Caracas, maybe Controp?
Makes sense why they have the transcripts, if they were one of the systems affected.
So Controp and another planet. Stung or Caracas. I'll do some digging. How long left in the journey?
A few hours. We're cutting it pretty close.
We'll make it.
She'll be in shortly.
Great. Thank you. Do you know how long she'll be...
I imagine it will be Vass deciding how long we've got.
Yeah, I get that vibe too. Nervous?
I'm breaking it.
Sorry, you'll be fine. Don't worry. What's the worst she can do?
Have me reassigned, chucked into a detention camp, killed.
That's not going to happen. The Chronicle wouldn't let it. I wouldn't let it.
Thank you. Listen, think one of the other people in that transcript is Orsham.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, let's be careful.
Hello, Rachel. Cordelia. Thank you for coming in at such short notice.
Hi, Admiral. It was no trouble at all.
Thank you for agreeing to an interview.
No problem at all. It's a pleasure. Let's get a start, yes? As you can imagine, I'm on limited time.
Of course. So, hi, Admiral. We all know who you are. Highest-ranking clone in the Collective. It's quite a feat.
Thank you.
So, why don't you tell us a bit about how you got there?
Hard work, I'll tell you that. But also, like anyone else, there was an element of luck, being in the right place at the right time, being given the right opportunities.
So what would you say to a clone who sees you and aspires to soar, just as you have?
Well, I suppose I would tell them to know their place.
I'm sorry?
A clone who falls out of line can quickly find themselves in quite a bit of trouble. Wouldn't you agree, Cordelia?
Yes. Very much so.
So, I suppose I would say to a clone who was looking at me and allowing their own hubris to get the better of them to keep themselves in line. We don't want anyone getting into trouble.
Yes. You're quite right, High Admiral.
So, what about your former postings? Any favourites?
You know, I think I need to go now. We're all just running on borrowed time. Thank you for coming in. Good to see you, Cordelia.
What was that? She knows. What do you mean she knows?
That was a warning. She knows what we're trying to do.
Shit.
If I could please ask you both to vacate the room. We have another meeting in here shortly. Sure.
Probably wasn't worth spending all the money on the fancy travel if this is all we get to stay in.
What are we going to do?
Can we not get into this now? I'm tired.
Rachel, I was just threatened by Nora Vass. We can't wait.
I don't know, Cordelia. I just don't know. What are we meant to do?
If we keep going, I could get decommissioned.
I don't know what to tell you. Do you want to drop it?
Well, no. It's the right thing to do.
But is it the smart thing to do?
I don't know. I'm going to go out.
Wait.
I just want to be on my own for a bit.
All right.
What?
So, you met with Vass today, eh?
Oh, I'm sick of this. If you know everything, then why don't you just expose it all yourself?
Because we like you. You've got potential. Besides, it makes more sense coming from you than from us.
Who even are you, then?
This is what got in the way last time. You sure you want to go there again?
Yes. Look, you either tell me, or the next time I hear your voice or see your face, I will make sure that every Collective officer knows you're there.
Just some innocent Diana walking on the streets. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm nice.
Tell me, or I walk.
Fine. I'm part of a group working on behalf of the Alliance.
The Alliance?
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
Not necessarily. Do you have samples?
I do. We want the transcripts that Kateb gave you.
What for?
None of your concern. You give us a copy of the transcripts, we'll give you the samples. Is it a deal?
I need to think about it.
I just sent you a secure line where you can reach me. It will be deactivated in one day. Think quick.
So, listen, I was contacted by the Alliance. I think we should work with them. Oh. No. So, you know that Diana? She has samples, and she says all we have to do is give her a copy of the transcripts, and we can have them. Oh, no. Hey, so, maybe we could betray everything we stand for.
Hey! You can't go up there, it's dangerous.
What happened?
An explosion in one of the rooms.
In which room?
225.
That's my room. Is Rachel all right?
Look, I'm going to need you to stand back. We've got got emergency services up there doing
that. They need to go now. There's someone in that room. There's a natural born in there. Rachel!
Thank you for listening to The Orphans Exposé. This episode starred Beth Eyre and Beth Crane, with special guest appearances by Amy Kember, Brooke Parrott, Declan Galpin, and David Magadan. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortescom, executive produced by Ella Watts, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Now's the time for extraordinary award-winning box sets on Now TV. See every epic episode of Game of Thrones, Both Sides of the Law in The Wire, and Why Chernobyl Got Everyone Talking. Award-winning shows are ready and waiting with no contract on a Now TV Entertainment Pass. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.